What a good group of kiddos we got back there. Isn't that neat? Reading this morning from Acts 27, chapter and the 31st verse. This is just a verse that comes out of the life of Paul. And I thought it fit real well for us today in the world we're living. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, "Unless these men remain in the ship, you yourselves cannot be saved." Unless we remain in the ship, said, "You yourselves cannot be saved." And you know, you say, "Well, where in the world are you going with that?" Well, let's go back and look. You know, Paul started out as a young man and in the early days of the church and how things were changing so much. Jesus had come into the world, and there he had lived and ministered, and then he was crucified, and he rose again. And the early church, they were excited about what God was doing, and his people were accepting this. It was causing the people back in the older days when they came and they would offer sacrifice, they didn't like what Paul was preaching and what was happening. And so they had found false accusations. They accused him of things that really, and they could not prove that he was doing and he wasn't doing the things that they had accused him of. And so there they were following him, and there they were trying to trick him up. For you know, as they caught him and he put him into had a trial. And at his trial, Paul said, you know me well. You know when I started out my younger days of life, of how that I would go and there try to destroy the early church, and how that I was so zealous in what I was doing, that I would hunt these people down and put them in prison, and I had the government behind me. You know, and he said, one day I was out there going to a place, and all of a sudden there was a light from heaven that it shone round about, even brighter than the sun. And I fell on my face on the dirt, on the ground. And I cried out, as the voice said, "Saul, it's hard for you to kick against me." And Saul said, "Who are you?" And the voice said, "I am Jesus, whom you're trying to destroy." And on that day out there on the road, Saul's life was changed. He had a different perspective. And God told him, said, "I want you to go into town to a street called Straight. And there I have prepared a man that's going to come and minister to you." And at the same time that God was talking to Saul, he was there talking to Ananias. And he told him, said, "I want you to go down and meet Saul." And he said, "Wait a minute, God. I remember that Saul has been trying to destroy the church and the Christians." And God told him, he said, "Look, he's prayed, and I have something for him to do." And so he went down, and there they prayed, and God came upon the scene and changed his life, filled him with the Spirit of God. And from that day on, his life was changed, and everything that he did was just opposite. You know, it seems today that what God wants us to do is just opposite from what the devil wants us to do. And the devil comes along and tries to destroy us and tries to tell us that that's not right. But there, his name was changed from Saul to Paul. You know, I kind of like the sound of that name, don't you? Don't Paul sound just a little bit friendlier and warmer? But he went on and he said, "From that day on, I have been doing my best to lead the church and to lift people up." And these people have made false charges against me. And it went on there, and as it, and they were trying yet to find a reason, so something. But yet, Paul was also a Roman citizen. And that made a difference. For in their day, if you were there, a Roman citizen has priority. And they couldn't just treat them just any old way. And Paul applied to that part of that he was a Roman citizen. And so there you remember how that they went there, and he was taken from one to the other. And he told them about how that God had saved him and how that he had changed his life and what God meant to him. And you know, today, friends, the way that God met you, the way that you met God and how God changed your life, that is your testimony. That's what people want to hear from us today, is what, how God changed you. We're all different. We all have different likes and different dislikes. And in the midst of all of that, and the world out there wants to know what God has done for you. Has God really, really made a difference in your life? Has God really changed your perspective in life? Has God really brought new visions into your mind and into your life? And you know, as we find that these things that God wants you and I to do, we can do them, and God will bless them. I got a, my wife and I, we got a card today from a couple at church, and it was just a short card. You know, with all of this virus and all of the things that's going on in our life, and, you know, it's affected each one of us. But, you know, as I read that, I got that card out of the mailbox, and I started back to the house, and I read that. It really did something to me. And, you know, folks, I know we can't go where we want to go, and we can't do what we want to do. But there's a day coming that we can. But you know what? Maybe there's somebody that you could just write a card to or pick up your cell phone. We don't have to tell you to pick it up. Just dial somebody's number that you haven't saw lately. Said, I was thinking about you, and I want you to know I'm interested in you and I miss you. Give them a word of encouragement. That's what Paul did as he went on his deal. And there they find, they put him in a ship, and they was taking him away, but they gave him some liberties. And they went out, and the storm came. I don't know if you've ever been in on the water when a storm comes up, but it can be scary. When I was reading this, I thought back several years ago, we were living up at Russellville, and my dad had come and mom had come to visit us between Christmas and New Year's, and it was one of those times when the weather, when it was warm. And so we decided to go fishing. So we took the boat and went out there, and we were fishing, and where we were fishing in a cove, there was no wind blowing. And we got ready to leave, and we pulled out of the cove, and when I got out far enough to see, too far to turn around and come back, the old river was just rolling. And we, Dad and I and my oldest daughter, we went around, made the circle around, and the storm was up and the boat was a-popping and ever. Finally, we got to a place where the wind was not bothering the water. Dad had had his hand over on the side of the boat, and all of a sudden he said, my hands just got cold. What it was, he was so scared. He didn't even know his hand was getting cold. And you know, we find sometimes we find ourselves in a mess in life when the storms of life are going on and it's affected us and we really don't realize it until it really gets a hold to us. But listen, the word came and Paul told them, stay in the boat. That's where safety is. And he told them, as it went on, he said, you know, we may lose this boat, but if you'll stay with it until the time, not a one of you will die. And you know, as I was reading that and during my devotions, I said, you know, that's where we are today. Aren't we in a storm? Aren't we in a storm? All the things that are happening and in our world. And yet there we find, we look around about us and the things that's going on in our world today, and we don't like it. They're trying to tell us now that it's all right to have an abortion. But you know, the government is not the one that's going to judge us when we stand before God. God's word said, thou shalt not kill. And you know, I read this and I've thought about it so many times. You know, they have laws today that if you go out here and you destroy a nest with eggs in it, well, they'll get you for it. Amen. But yet, they say you can destroy a human being, a baby. You know, folks, we're living in troubled days. And even though the government is not going to be what's going to guard us and not going to be what's going to judge us, when we stand before God, it's not going to be what our city council does or what our government does. It's going to be what the Word of God has told us. This is what we will be judged by. And I urge us this morning that we stay in the boat, that we stay in the ship. And you know, it's easy. And if we're not really careful, some of our people that have been in the church, you know, we can get on the TV or our iPads or phones. There's been times when I couldn't get out that I would listen to the church there in Conway. And then I have a friend that pastors up in the Dakotas, and I'd switch over and I'd listen to him. But you know, listen, we must be careful that we don't get too comfortable. Get too comfortable getting up, just keeping our pajamas on, just getting us a cup of coffee. Amen. It's easy for us to say, I can enjoy that. But you know, there's something about getting together that we need. And we need to be careful to stay in the ship, because this too will pass one of these days. And I'll be glad when it does. The only thing that I know these is, well, besides what they tell us, is when I get up in the morning and I walk down to get on my bus and I've got that on my face, you know, it's kind of warm. Yeah, it's kind of warm. But oh, listen, let's not let get too comfortable that it pulls us away from the church, that it takes us out of church, that it does something to us inside until we don't realize that we're drifting away from God. Stay in the boat. There's so many things that's going on in our world today, and you know, the thing about it is, you say, but preacher, that doesn't bother me that much. But you know, as I watched these precious children as they went out this morning and went to their class, you know, we've got to be careful that we instill within their little minds and hearts what God's word, and just because the world says it's okay, that does not make it be okay. Amen. We were living in a certain place back, and as I went there, I was talking to some of the people that said, you know, preacher, there's a certain group of people that live in our town that they teach their kids, they don't teach them it's wrong to steal. They teach them it's wrong to get caught stealing. And I said, are you kidding me? No, that's what they teach. But you know, folks, we must take God's word. We must realize that what God has told us back there, and even though the courts of our day are trying to change so much against the word of God, we must stay in the boat. We must stay in the boat if we're going to be saved. That old ship that Paul was in, it run aground. And as it run aground there and it couldn't move, but the wind and the waves were hitting the ship and it was tearing it up. And it began to come apart. And those that could swim, Paul said, now it's time to get out and swim to shore. And those that couldn't, he said, get aboard out of the ship. And every one of them made it to the shore. And listen, folks, if we'll stay in God's ship, regardless of what happens, if we'll hold on to God's word as the authority to help us to get to heaven, because listen, there's still a heaven to gain and there's a hell to shun. Amen. Well, preacher, I don't want to talk about it. I heard of a preacher one time that we had moved into a community and they'd had a citywide revival and each one of the preachers had preached one night. And this one preacher, he said, you know, we've had a lot of preaching on heaven and hell. I don't know if there is a hell. If there is, I don't want to think about it. But listen, whether we think about it or not, there is a hell that we don't want to go there. There's a heaven to gain. And even though whoever tells us otherwise, we must stay close to God. Oh, I know. People have disagreements. Amen. You know, they don't everybody agree with me. You found out that not everybody agree with you. But you know what? We can disagree peaceably. Amen? Amen? People get out of the boat. They quit going to church because they get their feelings hurt. They quit going to church because they don't like the music. They quit going to church because they don't like where the parking lot is. You're kidding me, preacher. No, I'm not kidding you. There's all sorts of reasons. They don't like the color of the classrooms. They don't like this. They don't like that. They want to change everything. But you know, we must stay with God's word. We must stay true to Him. I was excited the other day when I read where the Catholic Church said they would not recognize the marriage of two women together or two men together. I thought, boy, that's pretty neat. Because God made us. He made man and He made woman. He made us different. If God did not intend for us to be man and woman, He has just made one sex. But God made it His way, and this is God's plan. This is God's program. And the world today is trying to destroy God's program, trying to destroy God's church. Amen. And it's time that we stand up, that we remain in the ship, that we remain in God's word. I know there's a lot of things that's going on that didn't go on back when I was a kid. I don't know if they're good. I don't know if they're bad. I don't know the method. But you know the thing is, we do know, we need to stay close to Jesus. We need to stay close to God. We need to keep prayed up. We need to read our Bibles. You know, it's so easy to get up, sleep a little later, and not take time out for God, isn't it? But listen, stay in the boat. Paul, all of them, some of them had to struggle as they would hold on to the boards. It wasn't easy. And it may not be easy for you, but God is there. If we'll turn our attention to Him, God help me today. God help me right now. God help my children. Help my loved ones. Bless my church. And we stay close to Him. And we stay close to what God has commanded us to do and what God wants you to do. I don't know what God wants you to do, but God knows, and you have a special place in God's world. And there's something you can do. Stay in the ship. Stay there close to God's word. It's amazing to me as we read God's word again and again and again, how a verse, how a statement will jump out at us, just what we need at that particular moment. And he said, I will go with you. You know, every now and again, one of the grandkids will come by, and we'll go somewheres and maybe go to a store, and I'll reach down, and they'll reach their little hand up, and I'll hold their hand as we walk to go into the store. And you know, I enjoy that. I really do. And you know, I think that's the way it is with us and God. When we go through those dangerous places, and we go through those hard places, and God reaches his hand down, and he holds your hand, and he walks with you through that hard place, through that difficult place, through that time of decision. You know, some decisions are pretty easy to make, aren't they? We don't even have to think about some of them, but some decisions we have to do a lot of thinking about. We have to do a lot of praying about. And we might not get that answer today or tomorrow, but if we'll continue to walk and seek his will, if we'll continue to ask him, if we'll continue to open our mind and let God speak to our heart. You know, we started in the last year of, we've got two bird feeders out in the yard there. And it's interesting to me as I would get up and I would look out the window at those feeders, and there was be different kinds of birds and a squirrel or two come to eat. And I'd watch them. They're different, but they're enjoying the meal together. And even though we're different, even though our thoughts are different, yet we can come to him and enjoy the meal that God has for us and stay put. Stay in the ship. Stay in God's word. Stay in God's church. Stay there and let God minister to your heart. I don't know what's going on in your life today. I don't know. There's some of you are making decisions. Some of you maybe are having difficult times, and maybe spring break's good for some and may not be good for others. But it's here. And you know, as we enter this time, let's stay close to God. Let's keep our focus on him. Let's not let the world around about us crowd us out of his love and his joy. But God, keep me safe. And you know, just as everyone on the boat made it to the shore, we can make it through and be there for God. And God's there for us. And when this life is over, and God will say, well done, good and faithful servant. Stay in the boat. Stay close to God. Pray much. And during these days that we're living today, I think if there was ever a day that we as a Christian people need to stay close to God, it's today. Because there's so many things that we don't understand. There's so many things that we don't know what's going to happen. But we know God is always the same. And he will lead us and carry us through. May God's richest blessings rest upon you. Stay in the boat. Make it to heaven. Take somebody with you. Father, would you dismiss us in your care? Would you go with us, Lord? Go with us throughout this day. Go with us throughout this week. We pray, God, for each one that's here today. We pray your blessings upon them. We pray that you would ease the load and give them strength to bear it. Be with Pastor Lord and his lady. Is there a time of vacation? We pray that you'd be with them. Care for them. Help them to relax and enjoy time and enjoy life. Have your way, Lord, in our lives today. Lead us in the path you'd have us to walk in. And Father, we'll give you the praise and the glory for all you do for us. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for caring for us. Thank you, Lord, for being there when we need you. And Lord, we need you all the time. Go with us, Lord, throughout this day, throughout this week. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you.